Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 22, 1805. The first 3 miles of the portage. On June 17, Captain Clark made a preliminary reconnaissance of the cataracts of the Missouri River to determine the route of the portage. He mentioned a creek they named the Medicine River in hopes that it might provide a route around the falls, but it was confined, shallow, and not suited for their purpose. Captain Lewis has now departed for the White Bear Islands to test his leather boat, and Captain Clark is leading most of the remaining party to a camp 3 miles up the portage, and writes this entry for today.
A fine morning. Captain Lewis, myself, and all the party except Sergeant Ordway, Goodrich, and the interpreter and his wife Sacagawea are left at camp to take care of the baggage left across the portage, with one canoe on truck wheels and loaded with part of our baggage. I piloted through the plains to the camp I made, at which place I intended the portage to end, which is 3 miles above the Medicine River. We had great difficulty in getting on, as the axle tree broke several times, and the coupling tongues of the wheels, which was cotton and willow, the only wood except box elder that grow in this quarter. We got within half a mile of our intended camp, much fatigued at dark. Our tongues broke, and we took a load to the river on the men's back, where they found a number of wolves which had destroyed a great part of our meat, which I had left at that place when I was up day before yesterday. We soon went to sleep and slept sound. We determined to employ every man, cooks, and all on the portage after today. Captain William Clark, June 22, 1805.
The captains were 8 miles up the proposed route for the portage when they stopped for lunch. Lewis was thinking about how to get all of their equipment, including the iron boat and canoes, to the White Bear Islands. He visualized wheels and axles for what he called trucks, made from cottonwood trees. He knew it would be impractical to carry the equipment without some sort of assistance. Tomorrow, Clark returns to base camp.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.